Why does anyone start a company? Most business books will tell you to ask yourself if you can handle rejection, work 100-hour weeks, or survive on ramen noodles. But here's the thing. None of that matters if you're chasing the wrong thing. The only question worth asking is simpler and more profound. Do you want to make meaning? Not money, not fame, not even success. Meaning. This distinction isn't semantic wordplay. Companies born from meaning, whether it's righting a wrong, improving lives, or preventing something good from disappearing, possess a gravitational pull that profit-chasing ventures never achieve. Think about it this way. Defeating your competition might get you out of bed, but empowering others to create something beautiful keeps you awake at night in the best possible way. The shift from beating IBM to empowering entrepreneurs isn't just evolution, it's transformation. And here's the liberating truth. Even if your venture fails, you'll have failed doing something worthwhile rather than chasing empty returns. Once you've identified your meaning, distill it into a mantra, not a mission statement bloated with corporate jargon, but three words that capture your essence. Then stop planning and start building. The enemy of great beginnings isn't lack of resources, it's overthinking. Positioning isn't marketing jargon. It's your organization's soul compressed into one answer. What do you do? The best positioning claims high ground, positive, empowering, customer-focused. Most founders stumble here, fearing that narrowing focus limits potential. Microsoft didn't start by dominating all computing. They created BASIC for CPM. When lighting a fire, use matches, not flamethrowers. An entrepreneur pitching online pet trusts cited 9 million euthanized pets annually. Intellectually compelling, perhaps, but reframed as, "What happens to Rocky?" Referencing the listener's actual dog, everything changes. This is positioning's secret weapon, making it personal. Whatever you're selling, use language your grandmother would understand. 2048-bit Diffie-Hellman key exchange loses. We safeguard your communications wins. Apply the opposite test. Would competitors describe themselves as slow, vulnerable, and hard to use? No? Then calling yourself fast, secure, and intuitive means nothing. Show concrete proof instead. Let people deduce your uniqueness rather than proclaiming it. Every interaction, securing investment, closing sales, recruiting talent, requires persuasion. Most pitches fail in 60 seconds because founders delay explaining what they actually do. Answer immediately. We sell software. We teach underprivileged kids. We prevent child abuse. Give them an anchor. The perfect pitch follows the 10-20-30 rule. 10 slides, 20 minutes, 30-point font. Your goal isn't closing the deal, it's motivating interest for the next conversation. Imagine a critic whispering, "So what?" after every statement. Pair it with, "For instance," to demonstrate real-world application. Most pitches are either too strategic, 30,000 feet, or too technical, ground level. The ideal pitch operates at 1,000 feet, not elegant, but devastatingly effective. Take notes during your pitch. It signals their input matters and you're eager to learn. After 10 pitches, your presentation resembles a patchwork quilt of fixes. Throw it away, start fresh with what you've learned. Venture capital is vanishingly rare, like lightning striking while you're in a pool. Most entrepreneurs bootstrap, joining the ranks of Hewlett-Packard, Dell, Microsoft, Apple, and eBay. The cardinal rule? Cash flow trumps paper profits. Prioritize low upfront capital, short sales cycles, quick payments, recurring revenue, and word-of-mouth growth. Build forecasts from the bottom up, not fantasy projections like we'll capture 1% of a billion-dollar market. Calculate specifics, sales calls per day, conversion rates, average transaction value, salespeople needed. Ship immediately and adopt a ship, fix philosophy for instant cash flow and real feedback. Hire affordable raw talent over expensive veterans. Young people don't know what's impossible, so they'll attempt anything. Sell directly at first. Resellers fill demand, not create it. Direct sales deliver unfiltered feedback, higher margins, and faster market entry. Position against established leaders, as good as Mercedes, but 30% cheaper. This leverages their brand awareness while differentiating on what matters. Steve Jobs warned that A players hire A players, while B players hire C players, a cascade toward mediocrity he called bozo explosions. Great recruiting requires humility to admit others outperform you and confidence to hire them anyway. You need three types: kamikazes who work tirelessly during launch, implementers who build infrastructure, and operators who maintain systems. But capability isn't enough. Hire believers infected with enthusiasm for your mission. It's easier to teach skills to passionate believers than instill passion in skilled skeptics. Making decisions based on gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or age is both stupid and illegal. With A players scarce, why limit your talent pool? Hire people with major strengths, even if they have major weaknesses. Beyond salary and equity, leverage your vision, superstar team, advisors, and the resume-building potential of joining your startup. Use the Stanford Shopping Center test. If you spot a candidate before they see you, do you eagerly approach them or actively avoid them? Only hire people you'd naturally hustle over to engage. Establish a 90-day review with concrete objectives, long enough to see past the hiring afterglow, short enough to address issues before frustration calcifies. Branding is simple. Create something contagious, make it easy to try, ask for help spreading it, and build community. Everything starts with a great product. Contagious products are cool, effective, distinctive, disruptive, emotive, deep, and indulgent. They make customers feel they've treated themselves to something special. Simplicity accelerates adoption. Complexity kills evangelism. Evangelists are believers who voluntarily spread your message with passion. Ask for their help. It signals openness, not weakness. Give them meaningful tasks, provide tools, reward them with recognition, and listen to their suggestions. Build communities around your product, like the Calgary Flames ambassadors who pay to promote their hockey team. To build a warm brand, target young people, make fun of yourself, feature customers in marketing, and help the underserved. Brands are built on publicity, not advertising. Advertising maintains brands, publicity establishes them. Make friends with journalists before you need them, and always tell the truth. Your credibility is established during bad times. Organizations that harm society ultimately fail. Building great organizations requires establishing high moral standards beyond profit. Menschhood rests on three pillars: helping many people, doing what's right, and paying back society. The truest measure? Helping people who cannot possibly help you in return, mentoring underprivileged youth, supporting elderly neighbors, volunteering at homeless shelters. The purest motivation stems from genuine joy in helping others, not calculating future benefits. Doing what's right means consistently taking the high road, even when costly, honoring the spirit of agreements beyond literal terms, maintaining integrity in financial dealings, and prioritizing fairness over immediate advantage. True mensches acknowledge their debt to society for supportive relationships, spiritual fulfillment, good health, and economic opportunities. Repayment comes through investing time in service, sharing expertise, or advocating for important causes. If your sales process feels deceptive, pivot to selling something people genuinely need or find customers who truly benefit. Your venture's legacy will be measured in the meaning you created and the lives you touched, not quarterly returns.